Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. It's the third day of May. It's a Friday. I hope your week has went well and that you are preparing for the weekend and that you prepare to be with the people of God, if you can, in assembly this weekend, just with community and the saints of the Lord. I am so excited every week to be with community. And this season of our life, the Father has prompted us to plant a little garden, and we call it the Garden Church of the Midlands area of South Carolina, and we have such a fun time sharing good news with our community of believers. And we, if you're in the South Carolina area, come see us. We'd love to fellowship with you. It's such a good time, and of course, we air those encounters for you so you can follow along and enjoy the Word from afar a little bit after it is presented live, but hopefully can supplement your diet just a little bit. That's what we're trying to do here on the DDP as well. 6 or 8 minutes every day of just supplementing your Christian diet. I hope that you carve some space in your life for time to pray, time to seek God, time to meditate on His Word, time to listen to His voice and let Him direct your day and your path. And part of what we're in here in Luke 12 is letting go of anxiety, letting go of worry. This is quite an important topic in our world where even though we have so many things to make our lives easier, we are probably more anxious than we've ever been before. And some of that is inspired by the situation of the world around us, politics, economy, medical science, all kinds of theories and ideas and whose truth is what truth. And I don't know that we've ever been as polarized and maybe as divided into camps. And that sort of lets us put people into a camp without actually listening to them as labels. And so that's made people anxious. And that's only part of what's made people anxious. There's also the part that's quite honestly, that's spiritual. There's a spiritual darkness, a malaise that comes over people. And I think that there's anxiety there in their own condemnation, their own guilt, their own fear, am I loved? Am I forgiven? Am I doing the right thing? Is God happy with me? And so part of the gospel is relieving people of the anxieties they shouldn't be carrying. It's weeding out of their garden the garbage that they don't need. That's going to poison the roots of their system. The other part is learning that this isn't your system. That's what we're going to get into today. Let's start with this lilies passage from verse 27. We're in Luke 12. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Solomon is the proverbial symbol of wealth and splendor in the Hebrew imagination. And so for Jesus to invoke Solomon is to say, hey, you know how rich he was. You know how much he had. And not even he was like a lily. We don't even really know what flower Jesus means here because they don't have lilies there like we have here in the States or in this part of the world. But whatever flower he means, the point is made in that they don't do anything for it. They don't toil or spin, meaning they don't spin yarn. They don't work to look the way that they look, even, but still yet God arrays them. So 28, if then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? So how much more will God provide for you, seeing as you have a greater destiny than to be thrown into the oven? By the way, Jesus has a fan in his hand, thoroughly purging his floor, baptizing you in the Holy Ghost, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning his chaff with an unquenchable fire. Where do you think he burns the chaff? In an oven. In this illustration, Jesus shows that the oven is the place that things don't come back from. So Jesus is putting into the oven all of the things about you that aren't true. I'm just using that as a parallel illustration. All the things about you that are not true will go into the oven. so that they can be burned up, so that the wheat that is you will be gathered. Okay, that's how to understand the oven. Now, in this illustration, the grass goes into an oven and is burned just to heat a room, and yet it was so beautiful, so much care by the Father was taken to making it look good. Why would he do that? And then Jesus is saying, don't you think you're more valuable? If he clothes lilies, wouldn't he clothe you? Won't he take care of you? 29, and do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things, and here's what I meant earlier when I say this is about the system. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. So God's not saying, listen, you don't need this stuff. Go live in the middle of nowhere in a tent and just eat whatever you can scavenge and drink water from a creek. You'll be fine. No, he says, you need these. There's things you don't need. That's the parable of the rich fool. There's things you need. And he goes, the nations of the world are seeking after them. In other words, the system of this world is designed to go get things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. 31. So there's a system of the world that seeks after the material. There's a system of the kingdom of God that seeks after God. This goes all the way back to the parable of the rich fool. Your life's about to be required of you. Don't lay up treasure for yourself and then not be rich toward God. Or as I told you in the essay, that's better translated in the Greek, not rich in God. So rather than finding yourself in stuff, because that's what the world does, find yourself in him. And verse 31, all these things shall be added to you. God takes care of what's in him. So we got to determine which system means the most to us. If the system of this world means the most, then accumulation is the end game and we work towards it. But if the system of the kingdom of heaven is most important, being found in him is the end game, and letting him give us all that we need. And that doesn't mean you can't believe him for big things. I'm learning that more and more every day. Believe me for big things, son. And I am. I want to make sure I'm seeking first his kingdom. The oldest Greek here in verse 31, his kingdom. But seek his kingdom. But seek, I'm reemphasizing for a reason, but seek his kingdom, which tells you this isn't his. We seek after his. Tomorrow, tell you what to look for on Sunday, and we'll keep going. There's more to be said. Luke 12, more words in red. Jesus keeps talking. We'll talk with him. See you then. God bless.